True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out. It's a big Friday, man. Doesn't it feel like a big football weekend?
It really does. And you know, we were talking about it today because I know you were busy, so we did the rundown show on the streaming.
Yep.
And, you know, you got Texas A&M Notre Dame. You got a big SEC matchup. Nothing bigger than Georgia-Tennessee. You mentioned before the commercial break, Clemson and Tech. It's down to 2.5 now.
It moved.
So there's some money on Georgia Tech. Now, is that the sharps in Vegas who feel, you know, maybe Clemson has been so sluggish? You know, Klubnik looked so average. His coach called him out after the LSU loss, and they looked just as bad against Troy.
Mike, they got to blitz him tomorrow. I mean, look, I'm not telling every play. They got to pick their spots.
Right.
But he has not played well under duress. And it's proven in these first two games. Troy doesn't have the athletes that LSU does. And they did it. Mm. And were in this game last week. If Georgia Tech does this, and I'm just saying, this to me is going to be one of the keys. And look, if Klubnik makes great throws on the outside and they finally start looking like the receivers and the offense that we thought they might be when the season started,
right.
I'll live with that. But I don't want him to sit back there and get comfortable, Mike, and all of a sudden Georgia Tech is giving him confidence. He has struggled in these first two games, and I know Brent Key and his defensive staff know this. I want to see that play out tomorrow and see how much they come after it.
And can Haynes King and his receivers get the same kind of vibe that Philo had with his receivers? I know it's a lesser opponent,
yep.
But you've got to be able to get Haynes King in the passing game, get in the vertical passing game. You can't be one-dimensional, can't be dunk and stuff. He's got to be able to really stretch the field and press Clemson.
I agree, man. Look, if this game goes to the fourth quarter and it's a – three-point game, Mike, or one-score game, which I think it could be. Obviously, the spread. These guys are normally on it. Who finishes the game? And this is where I like Georgia Tech. If you're telling me Tech has a lead 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, Mike, they have the ability to run the ball, run the clock out, right? They don't have to throw every down. That's not how they're built.
They can run to daylight.
Correct.
Right, in the noon game.
And that's what I'm kind of hoping that how this plays out. But we're going to see, man. I think it's one of the best games on the schedule. I hate that it's early. Mike and I talked about it, but it is what it is at noon tomorrow.
Right. And, of course, you know, Georgia and Tennessee, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line agreeing that, you know, if this is the – and I said this all week and Carl laughs every time, but is this Kirby just sandbagging with this? Is Bobo got a master plan? He's going to drop in Knoxville? Or is this a game that goes into the fourth quarter and after all the hype about Nico Iamaleva, I was – butcher the name, but you're going to see Joey Aguiar maybe be the better option for Tennessee to do something against Georgia and snap this 8-year losing streak to the Dogs at Neyland. Because you can say, just purely comparatively, Carl, you said it to start the show, Tennessee played a Syracuse team. Granted, they're depleted with the transfer portal, but that's still a big atmosphere at Mercedes-Benz. They took a lesser opponent and whipped them, and Georgia just kind of monkeyed around and had trouble with guys that looked like high schoolers on offensive line. That's why it's hard to figure out.
You know what? Yesterday on the show, guys, and we'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. Your thoughts on Tech as well as Georgia. You can always text us. We see all the text, guys, and we'll read a few of those as well along the way. Mike Griffith yesterday said he thought Kirby tried to make this into like a scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there thinking, even if you're attempting to do that, you still want guys to play at a higher level than what they played, right? Even if you're going to dumb it down and say, all right, we're not going to do a whole lot today, but let me see who competes and all this. And I'm not saying Kirby did it, but this is Mike Griffith yesterday from Dog Nation, who on the show said, you know, that's what it looked like to him. And I'm just sitting there going, well, you know what? I don't know if this is the time to be doing that, Mike.
I just don't think Coach Dooley ever said, you know, man, this weekend we're going to use this as a workshop. You know, I just don't think that's the way it would. Or Ray Goff.
Bring your lunch.
Ray Goff, hey, guys, we're going to use this kind of a workshop. See if we can run the ball. Yeah. We're going to throw it
much this
week.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, just go grease these guys. Go smoke them by 30. Get the starters out and let's go. Not the way it happened. Now, the rain delay with the lightning and all that, that just took the energy.
We saw
professionals lose energy in that Cowboys-Eagles Thursday night game.
It's hard, man, to be playing. You're playing. Your mind is in the game. And then we'll see you in an hour and a half. Where are we going? Locker room. And then you're just sitting there. And now, I tell you, guys on their phones, right? I
mean, literally.
That's what guys are doing now. You're going to locker room. You're like, okay, we know the game plan. We know we just talked about it at halftime. Let's just see what's going on. It is a weird position to be in. Hey, we are going to talk to one of the all-time great Tennessee wide receivers. Mike Carl Pickens is going to join us coming up here in less than 7 minutes from now. If you don't know Carl Pickens, just YouTube him, first
Google
of all.
It.
Secondly, dude made catches, played in the league as well, but we want to get his perspective on this Tennessee club.
Yeah, man, he knows all about the Vols, and for guys who don't know, this guy had one of the best, I mean, we're talking about like elite, wide receiver seasons back in the day, and I want to say it was Boomer Esiason was his throwing mate back in the day for the Bengals. But, yeah, this guy had some monster seasons, including 1,700 yards. I mean, we're talking about like a gazillion touchdowns, two-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, 1 year it was 17 touchdowns as a receiver in 95 for the Bengals.
Big time.
How about them apples?
Yeah, so he's going to join us. We'll ask him about Heupel and all the things that are going on with Tennessee and how good he feels going into this game against the Dogs on Saturday. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Back at the studio, Big O. Day-Day is not with us here today at Twin Peaks, but he is also back in the studio executive producing. Big O, man, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, let's start with our guys. We're talking about the Falcons. And look, this matchup Sunday night, everybody will be watching. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see what we do against J.J. McCarthy. But, Mike, also, you know, we will spend plenty of time between now and the end of the show talking about offensively what we need to do. But Raheem Morris was talking about J.J. to us. He joins us on a weekly basis on Wednesdays. We're at the branch. And this is what he said about McCarthy.
I don't think J.J. looks at it like that at all. I think J.J. looks at it like he won the football game, and that's his only job. He's a winner. He's a proven winner. I mean, he's going out and won at the collegiate level, his first game as a pro. You know, I think he just goes out and just plays football and does what he's supposed to do. And, like, everybody knows in this game there's going to be ups and downs, and obviously, you know, it didn't matter how he started, just really how he finished. And he threw a game-winning touchdown, he sealed it in a four-minute drive and was able to go out there and find a way to win that football game, and that's really what's most important, and that's ultimately great quarterback play when you talk about those things.
Look, if he continues to play this way, then he'll start to gain that respect, Mike, with that clutch gene we talk about.
Right.
You know, you want him to have the ball in the clutch in the last few minutes of the game. It's his first game. Great ending. And everybody feels like, including Mike, said this, you know, 2 days, 3 days ago, like this, I hate the way that game ended with the Bears because it gave him a lot of confidence.
Yeah, the team really rallied around it. And if you weren't thinking that maybe this was a thing, because remember, he had a great preseason last year, gets hurt.
Yep.
And then we always talk about guys, we expect the guy within, 10 to 11 months to be back to normal. Not always happens that way, right?
No.
So he's out there, you heard Justin Jefferson, you heard his coaching staff, they got the game ball, locker room erupts. So all of a sudden, you're like, oh, man, love to see this guy choke it away in the fourth quarter. Now he's looking in the mirror, dragging that Gillette going, can I play at this level? Now he's feeling good. It's the direct opposite. So we'll see, but we've got to get there, man. Got to finish, get some heat. And as you and I have been saying all week, it's true because Brian Flores does blitz more than any other defensive coordinator. Penix Jr. is going to have to be on his P's and Q's.
Yeah, get the ball out. He did a good job last week, but it may even be faster this week. Meanwhile, Jesse Bates was talking about a guy we haven't spoken a lot about, but we got to know what he's doing. Justin Jefferson, one of the best wide receivers in the league. And I don't care who's quarterbacking. As a matter of fact, Justin Jefferson, when Kirk Cousins left, was like, I don't care who's throwing me the ball. He's not lying. He makes plays. Here's what Jesse said about trying to contain him.
You know, you always got to know where he's at. I think as a safety, you know, anytime you're in any type of single high, you know, as a quarterback, I would throw it to number 18 too. So just knowing, you know, when it's time to be aggressive, knowing when you need to show a little bit more love to 18. Obviously, they're going to scheme him up to, you know, go out there and have success. And, The biggest thing is you just got to know where he is. Like I said, there's no, you know, I can say this as a safety, like, you know, you always got to keep your eye out where he's at. But AJ, I mean, he's going to face that matchup, and he's just thinking it's another game. So I'm excited for AJ, his supreme matchup with 18.
Yeah, man, look, no explosive plays like last year, Mike. We can't do that.
Yeah, last year, as we said, it was kind of the confluence of the Jimmy Lake defense and that we thought that Rob was kind of getting more involved in it. But when we had that, remember that game was nip-tuck. We don't go for it on fourth down. We punt. They go down the field. We don't really get the vibe back. And then all of a sudden, we got D. Alford like on his hands and knees like he's crab walking. And guys are like scrambling. And Justin Jefferson, it was like, it's like they're playing football on the beach, right? The way
was,
that game
really
ended.
Was.
And it was like, holy cow. Speaking of the secondary, we have, as you say, a developing story out of Flowery Branch from our buddy Mark Grimondi from ESPN. James Pierce Jr. and Billy Bowman are both questionable for Sunday, speaking of D. Alford.
Stop playing with my emotions.
That means the nickel or the dime package doesn't have Billy Bowman if he can't go.
Okay, wait a minute. What do you mean he's questionable? What happened to Billy Bowman?
I don't know what body part, but it's questionable. We'll get some clarity on that. Pierce Jr. and Bowman, both questionable. Raheem said he felt good about both playing.
They better.
He also said that about our wide receivers, so hopefully we're going to get
everybody
back.
I hope so.
That means Drake London and certainly our man, who's a speed merchant. Who's
Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell? I got it this
time. Yes, sir.
But Casey Washington is out with a concussion, so he gave you something late. Did he get hit on the ball he dropped?
I think so.
When Whitfield came over and hit it?
I think so.
Yeah. Either way, real banged up.
Daily Downloads brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. A couple of other things. Last night we talked about it. Packers defeat the Commanders 27-18. Jordan Love 19-31 if you had him for fantasy. 292, two touchdowns. But it was about the Packers defense. 4 sacks. 12.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterback hits on Jaden Daniels last night. That's how you slow him down.
And we talked about it. I mean, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, don't you say, hey, man, I don't want you to get killed out there, but maybe pick him up and put him down? Because the running aspect of Jaden Daniels was never truly on display last night. Just real quick, his longest gain, it was 8 yards. He ran 7 carries for 17. That's not the dynamic Jaden Daniels we saw last season.
No doubt.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.